No one can love me as I love me. Boy, oh boy, does that sound like an interesting statement. No one can love me as I love me. If we get going in our life and we start having great experiences in our life, what is it that we are going with and what is it that we are having great experiences with? What sort of attitude do we have when we have great experiences in our life? What sort of a thinking system do we have when we have great experiences in our life? What is it we say when no one can love me as I love me? Well, truly I am the only one who knows all of my ramifications. I know all of the details of who I am. And I haven't a mean or hateful bone in my body. I know that. And I am unconditional love. I look at everyone in the world, not just what I call my world, but everyone in the world, and I say, you are good and very good. You are wonderful and wonderful. You are love. You are fantastic. And then I say to myself, what right do I have to make a statement like that? Well, every person, anywhere, anytime, when in my world, when in my thinking, and my thinking is broader than my world, you might say, but in my thinking, all are good and very good because I created them in my thinking. And if I think about anything, it must be a reflection of who I am. If I think about anyone doing anything, it must be a reflection of who I am. So, if I think about people, and I want those people to enjoy a happy, healthy, successful life, then those people enjoy a happy, healthy, successful life because I think about them in that way. Now, if I don't think about them in that way, then I do not bring about the happiness, the health, the unconditional love that they are. Now, that too sounds rather grand. That sounds like I've taken on quite a bite for myself, a little more than I should really do, because there's no humility there. Well, there's all the humility in the world there. Because if I like me, I like my world. If I am a honest person, my world is honest. If I am a person that has integrity, then my world has integrity. Now, why is it that anyone in my world would ever think that I did not have integrity? Why is it that anyone in my world would ever think that I was not honest? Why is it? Because for one instant I thought I wasn't honest. For one instant, I doubted my integrity. For one instant, I doubted who I really am. I doubted my unconditional love. For one instant. Just for one instant. But I don't have to stay there. I can jump right back into my reality. I can jump right back into the fantastic quality of beingness that I am. I can jump right back into me. Yes. Right now, I can jump right back into that. I don't have to wait and say, oh dear, how sad that is. Not for one second. I take my attention from that feeling into the reality that how I love me, no one else can love me because they don't know me that well. But I know me. I know me. Each of us, we know ourselves. And no one can love us like we love ourselves. And yet we want to say everyone loves us just like we love ourselves. If we can let go 100% of any doubt in our mind as to our integrity, as to our honesty, as to who we are, as to our purity. Can we let go of any doubt that we are this wonderful, fabulous, magnificent being? Can we let go for 1 minute that we are this? If we do, then we have trouble. And it means that we have to get to work. We have to start really going to work and putting the cause in motion of who and what we really are. Now, no one can love me as I love me. And that's a wonderful, real statement. So now, if no one can love me as I love me, then I shouldn't be expecting anyone to love me as I love me. I should just be loving myself. I should just be saying to myself, I am wonderful. I am fantastic. I live in my original purity and integrity. I am beautiful. I am caring. I am unconditional love. Say these things again and again and again. Let them be the only thought that comes to mind for any circumstance in life. And when these are the only thoughts that come to mind in any circumstance in our experience, then that is what is the guiding principle for guiding our life and guiding us in whatever action we do, in whatever attitude we have. That's all that it takes. That's all that it is. We are this beautiful, joyous, fantastic experience. And we are it right now. We are it right now. And no one can love me as I love me. No one can ever do that because no one knows me to my depth like I do. Now, when I look at a snail crawling along the ground, do I sometimes want to stomp on it and say, I don't want you in my garden? Or do I bless the snail and say, go about your life. You are beautiful. You are fantastic. You are glorious. Wherever you go, you bring love. You bring peace. You do whatever snails are supposed to do. I look at a dog. I say the same. I look at another person. I say the same. I look at the nations of the world. I say the same. Wherever I look, whatever I see a reflection of me. I see a reflection of how much, how deeply, how wonderfully I love myself. How penetratingly I love myself. How do I love myself? How do I really love myself? This is the greatest question I can ever ask myself. Now here is where it comes that we say, I am. I am. I am that I am. Here's where it comes that we say, I am the allness of that which is right now. I am not seeking to be. No one can love me as I love me because I'm not seeking to be loved. I love unconditionally myself first. That's why I can say, no one can love me as I love me. I love myself unconditionally first, and then with that same unconditional love that I love myself, I love everyone in the world 100%. And I feel wonderful. I feel that my original purity and integrity is indeed being revealed so fantastically to me, to my world, to all that I experience, to everything that I experience. And because it is that, I live in that glorious world. And I live in that glorious world right now. It's a fantastic world for me and for everyone who is part of it. A moment ago, Jeannie, my cat, was distracted when Rex was barking. And she went out to see what Rex was doing. She forgot all about me for a few moments. She forgot about being loved. She forgot about being caressed. She forgot about being taken as a wonderful being. And now she's back again. Now she's back again because whatever distracted her is no longer distracting her. And she is coming to be a love here to me. Why am I creating this? Because I'm unconditional love. Why did Rex just come in and sit on the couch next to me? Because I'm unconditional love. Why is all the world a wonderful place, a happy place? Because I am unconditional love. And no one can love me like I love me. It's not that I want them to. Not that I'm interested in having them do it, but it's just the fact. Because I live in this life of absolute magnificence. I live in this life of absolute joy and peace and harmony. And because I live in this life of all that is good and all that is glorious, that's who I am. That's what I am. And that's why I am. No one can love me as I love me. Know that about yourself. Because the more you are who you are, that's what you see in the world about you. The more you are your original purity and integrity, that's what you see everywhere about you. The more you unconditionally love yourself, that's what you do with the world about you. And that's how the world views you, as that which is being loved unconditionally, wonderfully, perfectly, now and forevermore. Have a lovely day. And I would just love it if you had a cat like Jeannie to snuggle around you, to be so gentle, so loving, so fantastic. Because that's what it's all about, isn't it? That's what it's all about. I love yourself unconditionally. No one can love me as I love me. And that's understandable. Have a glorious day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.